This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. You want to know why kids are so confused about science these days? It's because leftists are teaching them things like, oh, men can get pregnant. They've actually, yeah, literally, they're teaching that to kids these days. They had this fashion model person who they say is a pregnant man walking down the runway with a little pregnant belly. This picture went kind of viral online for a few days. And of course, it's a biological woman who has undergone transgender changes to become a man after getting pregnant, right? So they say, oh, men can get pregnant. No wonder kids are confused. And they say now that chromosomes don't determine sex or gender. They say it's just your wishes. It's your choice. Just whatever you wish. You can change from moment to moment. And then they have, of course, biological boys running on the girls' track teams in Texas, now winning all the races, denying those girls the opportunity to compete with other girls, and breaking all the girls' records. Why is this not called cheating, by the way? I mean, it's hilarious. Well, it's actually kind of sad, but you've got all the, even the girls on the girls' track team, apparently they told the press, this is quoted in the media, they said, oh, we don't mind, it's good to be inclusive. Really? So you're just going to let all the women's athletics now be overrun by biological men, and you're going to call that inclusiveness? What about women's rights? What happened to women's rights in all this? I thought the left was pro-women's rights. And now they're just like, ah, screw you, we're going to let men come in and beat all your records because men are athletically more capable on average than women, which is why we separated them in the first place, so that women could compete against women. But I guess women's sports is history now, basically. You're going to have men, biological men, just claim to be women. And you notice they're always the men who suck at competing against men. Or like the boys' track team. The boys who now claim to be girls, when they were on the boys' track team, they weren't that good. So now they figure just going to win a bunch of medals and get a bunch of praise from the libtard left by claiming to be women. Oh my God, I'm a woman now. I got the gold. Really? That's pathetic. You're a cheater. You people are cheaters. And this is like the emperor has no clothes. Society should just stand up and say, enough of this nonsense. You people are cheaters. Go race against other boys, for God's sake. I'm telling you, if you got boy biology, race against boys. Don't go beat the girls and claim you're number one. You're not number one. You're number like 107 or something on the boys team. Pathetic. They're just cheaters. I mean, it's just, you see this all over the place now because it's all part of the left-wing inclusiveness and tolerance. We must be tolerant. Well, what about, again, what about women's rights in all of this? What about women's restrooms? You're just going to let men claim to be women so they can go in and use the women's restroom, and some of them are perverts and they spy on little girls in the women's restroom. Some of them have been arrested for that. And then there's that European politician guy who decided to make a mockery of this whole thing. And there's a position that is reserved for women only. And this guy said, ah, what the heck? I self-identify as a woman for a few hours a week, he said. And he went ahead, I believe he got the position because now he claims to be transgender for a few hours a week. He identifies as a woman. So he's got the woman's job, the women's position, whatever it was. I don't recall the name of it. And women are putting up with it. This is the thing. Left-wing women who used to claim that women should have rights and women should have standing in society, now they are allowing themselves to be trampled by a bunch of men who have figured out that they can cheat the system by claiming to be women. And women are okay with this as long as they're liberal enough. That's what's so shocking about all of this. This is why we need conservative women, by the way. Conservative women know the difference between a man and a woman. And they're not afraid to stand up for women. Letting men race against women. It's ridiculous. You know, there are biological differences. I mean, you look around the natural world, you look at all mammals. There are no transgender mammals. There's not transgender elephants out there. There's not transgender chimpanzees. There's male and female. That's it. It's in the whole natural world. It's male and female. And that's the way it is in humans as well. You know, get used to it. Chromosomes determine gender. Male and female. XX versus XY. It's basic science. But the left can't tolerate science anymore. And so they're confusing the crap out of all the kids who are, of course, failing science all across America because they can't figure it out anymore. Apparently, science is whatever the left wishes. Like, they can just change the rules next year. Today, they say there's 15 genders. Tomorrow, there's 72. And then a year from now, there's an infinite number of genders. And you can seamlessly slide between one and the other depending on the circumstance. And then, hey, why stop at gender changes? Why not have transracial people? Or today, they're applying for a black scholarship for college, so they identify as black. Oh, Rachel, anyone? Yeah, she tried that too. And then tomorrow, they're white. And the next day, they're Chinese. And they're just, oh, they're transracial, and you can never tell. You have to ask them, what are your pronouns today? What are your pronouns? My pronouns today are zhur and them and furball. Because kids are looking at you and they're going like, why is a man dressed up like a witch reading children's books to us in kindergarten? That's because you're going to a school in California. That's why. Run by libtards, filling little tiny heads with total BS nonsense about infinite genders and crushing any idea of logic or reason or cause and effect or biology or science or any of that stuff. It's insane. And there's going to be a backlash. There's going to be a backlash against all of this. And, you know, why can't people just accept their own biology? And it's okay to be gay in your biology. For example, gay men, they might feel feminine, which is fine. That's their personality. That's who they are. And they choose to have a gay partner. And they choose to live a gay lifestyle, but they don't pretend that they're not a biological man. You see what I'm saying? Gay men are not crazy, but transgender pushers are insane. Pushing that on children and pushing it on everybody. Having boys running girls track meets and so on. They will sit there and actually applaud a man beating up a woman on a mat like a wrestling championship in a high school, ground and pound some woman's face into the mat, a girl's face, and then they'll cheer the winner who is a biological man. It's insane, this stuff. Since when was beating up women progressive? I don't get it. You know what? You look in the natural world, it's male and female. If you respect nature, you got to respect the fact that there are only two genders, male and female. And you can be straight or gay or bi inside that, but there's still only two genders. Being gay doesn't make you a different gender. That's just your choice, your lifestyle to be gay. But your biology, your gender is still either male or female. End of story. That's just, wow. Our society has collapsed so much now. It's insane at this point. In any case, I've got a website called gender.news. You can read more about this, or intolerance.news. There you go. If you want to read about intolerance, try that one. Intolerance.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. and we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.